Many economists agree that the nation's housing market is strong and that overall home values should continue to rise. But that may not be the case in Boston, New York, San Francisco, and other cities that have seen a dramatic increase in home prices. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston, where signs indicate that the once hot housing market is starting to cool.
Real estate in Boston has been on steroids in recent years. Home prices have nearly doubled just since 1998, pushed up by rising incomes combined with low interest rates and a limited supply of housing. In Boston's popular Jamaica Plain neighborhood, through this summer, open houses were packed with frantic home buyers, often writing offers on the spot for $25,000 to $50,000 over asking. But suddenly, that's not happening anymore. Standing on the porch of a condo during an anemically attended open house, Andre Loxley, who's out house hunting, says the market seems to be changing direction.
I feel that it's high and it's coming to a plateau, and it's probably starting to go down. We're seeing more properties coming onto the market now. We're seeing more and more properties in the paper that are relisted at reduced prices.
The available data on home prices shows they're still rising, but that information is always several months old, since after an offer is made, it usually takes that long for the deal to close and get recorded on a deed where it becomes public. So economists who track housing say they value the anecdotal observations of realtors who can offer a sense of what's really happening currently. Stephen Fowler is a broker whose family's run a realty business in this part of Boston since 1905.
You know, the market is softening. This is certainly the softest that I can recall it being in the last 7 or 8 years.
Over the past few months, there's been a 50% increase in the number of condos for sale here in Jamaica Plain, in part because many are just sitting on the market. Every realtor in town seems to have heard about a particular duplex with a pair of luxury townhouses that are mirror images of each other. Stephen Fowler.
One did sell at the end of August for $549,000. The other unit is still on the market, and they have been forced, because it has not yet sold, they have responded by reducing the asking price, and the present asking price is $499,000. How'd you like to be the person that bought the unit for $549 at the end of August?
Some economists think that many of these formerly heated real estate markets in places like Boston, New York, and San Francisco might be heading for a correction.
There is a lot of risk here, and there's potential for a lot of people being injured.
Robert Edelstein co-chairs the Center for Real Estate and Urban Economics at UC Berkeley.
In the San Francisco Bay Area, housing prices have been rising. But if you look at the rental market, rents are down 20%. Vacancy rates are 20%. That is not equilibrium. You can't have housing prices rise having that type of condition. And I think the most likely adjustment is for housing prices to decline.
Edelstein says how much they decline depends on half a dozen delicately balanced factors, including interest rates and consumer confidence. But he says if the country gets hit with a so-called double-dip recession, things could get ugly pretty quickly in the housing market. He says the risks are most severe for first-time or heavily leveraged homeowners. If they get laid off or run into trouble with mortgage payments, they might have to sell at a loss of tens of thousands of dollars after the market corrects downward.
Corrections could easily be 15% and even 20%. That's happened in California, the West Coast, the last time around in the early, from the late 80s to early 90s, housing prices fell 15 to 30% depending on the submarket.
It happened on the East Coast, too. In the recession a decade ago, housing prices across Greater Boston fell on average 17%. Some neighborhoods fared much worse. Carl Case is an economist at Wellesley College who studies housing bubbles.
There were pockets in the market, condominiums in Hull and up in Revere, that fell 60, 70%. There was dramatic overbuilding in that sector.
But Case and most other economists do not expect the bottom to fall out this time, even in the juiced-up markets in places like Boston, New York, and California. Case says housing values usually do not fall like stock prices. Most homeowners are likely to ride out a dip in the market and not to sell for a loss. That helps to restrict supply and bring prices back up. That's why it's so important that too many people don't lose their jobs in a prolonged recession and get forced to sell. Case says, with the exception of Silicon Valley, so far, these heated markets around the country have not suffered nearly as many job losses as they did a decade ago.
If we don't hemorrhage a lot more jobs, the housing market will soften, prices will stop rising, but I don't think we'll experience any severe kind of downturn.
So far, in lots of communities in these recently heated markets, home sales are holding up just fine. Just two stops outside of Boston on the commuter rail, the town of Winchester, with its wooded hillsides and miles of lakefront property, has seen housing prices soar during the boom. Longtime realtor Helen Babcock says sales of even million-dollar homes are continuing at a very healthy pace, even if the market has flattened and prices aren't skyrocketing like they had been.
We had one house that we had 19 offers on, so you're not seeing that anymore. There are more homes on the market. It's more what I call a normal market at this point in time.
Most forecasters predict the housing market will stay pretty stable. But on a cautionary note, Carl Case remembers that back at the start of the 90s, this is just about where things were then. And New England, Texas, and parts of California ended up suffering steep job losses in a much more severe downturn than economists predicted. That ultimately crashed the housing market in those regions. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.